Taking a look first at your news for today. Michigan will hold a special primary election on February the 3rd, and voters in the state's 35th Senate District in Bay, Midland, and Saginaw counties are encouraged to participate. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can check your registration status at the Michigan Voter Information Center online at michigan.gov/vote. The Secretary of State encourages voters who already have an absentee ballot at home to fill it out and sign the back of the envelope. Voters should deliver it to their city or township clerk's secure ballot drop box or to the clerk's office directly, if possible, to avoid any U.S. Postal Service delays. In-person voting will be available in every jurisdiction for voters who choose to do so. And in other news for today, Bad Axe Public Schools Superintendent Gregory Newland said the district opted out of Michigan's 31AA school safety and mental health funding program due to legal liability concerns. Despite the loss of about $100,000 in funding, the money would have supported security measures and mental health services, which Newland described as essential. A lawsuit sought to remove the liability language from the legislation, but the provisions were upheld, prompting many districts, especially in Michigan's Thumb Region, to continue to stay withdrawn from the program. Statewide, nearly half of Michigan school districts and schools have backed out of the $321 million initiative. The Michigan Department of Education reported that while 974 districts and schools initially signed funding agreements in December, 462 later rescinded them by the end of 2025. About 70% of traditional public districts and 39% of charter schools reversed their decisions, citing vague and overly broad language that would have required them to waive attorney-client privilege and submit to state investigations following mass casualty incidents such as school shootings. The funding would have provided $374 per public school student and $236 per private school student to support mental health staffing, threat assessment training, and security upgrades. A legal challenge to the program's conditions is now before the Michigan Court of Appeals. As a result of the withdrawals, only 512 districts and schools are currently set to receive funding, expected to be distributed in February. Some large districts, including Detroit and Dearborn, chose to remain in the program, citing urgent needs for school safety and student mental health resources. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news, commissioners on Tuesday addressed significant local development concerns, with public speakers and board members expressing strong opposition to industrial-scale wind, solar, and data center projects. Concerns were raised about their impact on the county's rural character and limited resources. A one-year moratorium on data centers and potential wind projects was suggested to allow for proper investigation and zoning. Several commissioners voiced strong opposition to data centers, citing insufficient electricity in the Peninsula County and massive water usage that could deplete aquifers and impact agriculture. Verona Township is reportedly considering a moratorium on data centers for similar reasons. Community members advocated for the renewal and potential increase of their senior millage as well, highlighting its critical role in funding services like Meals on Wheels, which delivered over 827,000 meals in 2025. The board also approved advertising for numerous openings on various boards and commissions, with applications due by February the 18th. Additionally, the Safety Committee is also developing ballot language for a public safety millage, with further discussions planned for early in February. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer is currently mourning the death of her father, Richard Whitmer, who passed away in the night. In a statement, the governor called him her biggest supporter and inspiration, crediting him for encouraging her to pursue public service and believing her in her potential. Richard Whitmer was a longtime Michigan public servant as well, who served as Commerce Secretary under Governor Bill Milken and then later became CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading a major turnaround of the company. He is survived by his sister, his three children, including Gretchen herself, as well as her siblings Richard and Liz, as well as seven grandchildren. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Tuesday, January the 27th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.